coins in the shape of spades, recently discovered at a foundry in China, are the oldest known Chinese metal currency. The archaeological excavation of a foundry in an ancient Chinese city, Guangzhou, unearthed the bronze coins. Well, now, it's always been accepted that the first coins in the world were produced in Turkey or Greece, but this new find means China may have produced the first metal currency. The research has been published in the journal Antiquity and is causing excitement amongst anthropologists and archaeologists. Bill Mora is Professor of Anthropology at the University of California, Irvine. Welcome to 9 to Noon.
Thank you so much for having me, Lynn. Good morning.
Well, you're so excited about this. What is the real significance of this discovery of these coins?
Well, it's an absolutely fascinating find. And really, it's not just about the coins, but about the entire context that the archaeologists uncovered that tell us a lot about their manufacture and production. And the key thing really for your listeners to know here is that usually when archaeologists dig up a coin, it's an isolated specimen, so you just have the coin and that's it. Or it's part of a hoard, part of a bunch of coins that somebody stashed away for safekeeping, either to store it like a bank or more likely to kind of protect it from marauding invaders or folks who would come and loot your city. And when you find coins like that, they're really completely divorced from all of the rest of their context of their use or production. You don't really know much about it except that it's a coin. And what this team of archaeologists in China found is not just these, curious spade coins, as you said, but also the entire foundry and other material associated with their production. And the important part there, too, not just that it's interesting to learn about Abyssinian manufacture, is that as these were forged bronze coins, they also found materials that they could carbon date to really give us a scientifically verifiable date for when these things were made. They found charcoal, they found charred millet seeds, the sort of things that you would expect to find when you're digging up a foundry where people are raising metal to high temperatures. And that let them carbon date it. And the carbon dating places these coins 100 to 200 years before the first known coins in, as you said, in Greece and Turkey. So that's just a super interesting, fascinating thing. Usually when you find coins as an isolated specimen or as part of those hoards, the way that you date them is basically by looking at their iconography, right? So it's almost an art historical exercise where you look at subtle changes over time in the style and design of the coin itself or the artwork on it. But in this case, we had stuff that could be carbon dated. That's what they did. And it really is kind of has the potential to change our understanding of the origins of coinage.
What did the coins look like?
Oh, so they're these curious things. They look like sort of small spade heads, shovel heads, miniaturized versions of the kinds of spades that would have been used in agriculture in this period in Chinese history. We're talking sort of 1400 to 700 BC. And they date this particular foundry probably to around 700 to 600 BC. But so these interesting looking little spade miniaturized shovel heads made of bronze. And so sort of flat things. Another interesting thing here that distinguishes them for the coins that we're more familiar with in the ancient Mediterranean is they were cast, not struck. So they're molds and they found the mold. They're these sort of things that you use to pour the metal into the mold and a little cap that goes on top. And they found all of that associated material. Whereas the Greek and Anatolian coins would have been struck. You sort of have a lump of metal that you stick on a hammer, an anvil type thing and strike it. And again, when you have coins that are struck, there's not much other stuff associated with them that we can use to date them other than the art.
So what do these coins tell us about the society of that time?
Well, that's another fascinating question, and it speaks to another aspect of the importance of this find and this site. So most of the sort of Mediterranean coins that archaeologists have been working on have been made of precious metals, so electrum, gold, silver, and that sort of a thing. These are not made of precious metal. They're made of bronze. And at the same time, they're incredibly uniform. They have been standardized. They don't have any sort of intrinsic value in themselves. But the fact that they have weights that are so regular and forms that are so consistent indicate some kind of administrative authority that sort of authorized that kind of standard form and that standardization. And the reason why that's important is because in the way that anthropologists and archaeologists have thought about the history and origins of money, there's long been a debate about how money arose. Why did people invent it in the first place? And on one side of the debate, you have folks who say, well, you know, money emerged to solve problems of barter. Barter is a complicated thing. If you have apples and I have fish, we need some way to kind of equilibrate between the value of those two things. And hey, presto, let's invent money and let's make it something that everybody universally agrees is valuable, like gold, right? That's one story. The other story that this find actually lends considerable weight to is that money emerges really as part of a sort of administrative practice of early states, of early governments. And, you know, this find lends itself to that theory because, first of all, this is not a precious metal. Second of all, the foundry also made other objects that are associated with high-status elites. They found things like bits of metal associated with musical instruments, with weapons, with parts of chariots, with ritual vessels, cups and things, all the things that would be produced for an elite to demonstrate elite status and so forth. And over time, these archaeologists were able to show production at this foundry shifted from those prestige items to these spade coins. And that suggests that some of what was going on is you had elites who had this foundry who were, generally speaking, consolidating some kind of rule or administrative control over this region in the central plain of China and developing coinage to help them do that, to pay workers or to demand that coin be returned as tax or tribute. And, you know, a great way in these ancient societies to organize people and get them doing things for you is basically to say, hey, we'll provide you protection, we'll redistribute grain or whatever in times of need, but in exchange for that, you need to pay us tribute in the form of what? Oh, this token that we ourselves are manufacturing, right? Which then creates the need for people to acquire those tokens to use them to pay back to the state. So, you know, what this find really shows is that, at least potentially, these coins are associated with the extension of administrative rule and didn't arise out of that so-called, you know, early barter situation. And that's also super interesting.
Thank you so much. We'll come back to you because there's more to find on this. Anthropologist Professor Bill Mora.